I've shared my story enough where I know it's not self-doubt anymore. It's like, I think I even owe it to certain aspects of the community to share what I learned as being a cop and how to treat people properly, how I learned to run a business, how I learned the social EQs of being a bodyguard and how you treat people and how you navigate those waters. Because I see a lot of people that need help. And a lot of people need help in general, right? I want to share it, even if I change one person.
Welcome back to another episode of The Burn. I am Ben Newman, and you know how we do this every single week. We're going to bring you a story of an athlete, an entertainer, a celebrity, an entrepreneur, an individual who has recognized that why and purpose is not enough. There's this underlying burn that ignites their why and purpose and causes them to show up on the days that they don't feel like it, and especially after they win. Today's story is so unbelievably unique, and I'm going to go a little deeper into bio, but then I'm going to recommend that you go down into the call notes and read the entire bio, because this is extreme when it comes to high levels of performance and success in many different areas because of belief and discipline and attacking life. Bruce Cardenas served our country in the Marines. He then went on to continue to serve in the LAPD. Then he was placed in special ranks in the LAPD, where he had the opportunity to protect the president, vice president, senators, congressmen. He then went on to create a private security company. You should just see the Super Bowl picks of Bruce having security with celebrities, prominent figures, and athletes from over the years. And then in one of the most amazing stories that you'll ever hear, and you'll go into it, I would almost call it an amazing turn of events of entrepreneurship, becoming the chief communications officer for Quest and helping the company because of his strategic mind and branding initiatives and relationships help the company exit for $1 billion. He's now carried that on to helping so many other brands. And one of my favorites today, Legendary Foods, where I'm telling you right now, if you get that cinnamon roll, the protein cinnamon roll, that baby's got 20 grams of protein. You put that sucker in the microwave for 30 seconds and you're going to love my friend Bruce Cardenas as much as I do. So Bruce, there is your well-deserved introduction. Welcome to The Burn.
Thank you very much, Ben. That was amazing. I need to bring you on the road with me. That was a great introduction. Thank you. Thank you. Very kind of you.
Well, I'll tell you what. You have so many friends that are telling you this. I was telling you this when we met at Dr. Gabrielle Lyon's event down in Austin, Texas, Forever Strong. I'm like, you need to be on every podcast. You need to be on stages. You need to be speaking. You're already invited to do it. You are doing it. I know how much you enjoy it. But your story is just amazing. Here's what I'd love to hear from you. Why have relationships been so important to you?
I wasn't always aware they were. You know, if you can, you know, I go back to when I was a kid. I knew my dad was a relationship guy before I guess it was in vogue, right? He was a hardworking middle class guy who had an electrical contracting business, but he was never the lead guy, but he was always the assistant football coach, the assistant little league coach, and he was our Boy Scout leader. And I later figured out, when you're a kid, you take everything for granted. He did all that just to spend time with his kids, and he never wanted to be the front guy. And looking back, you know, so I learned he just wanted to build relationships with people. And I think it just inherently came in my DNA, even though there's no such thing, right? I just thought, wow, dad's building great relationships and people like him. And I know everyone's not gonna like you, but I wanted to be like my dad, you know?
That's incredible. And so when I look at a resume like yours, and I think about the importance of relationships. Obviously, you're defending the country. Everybody's got to get along on a team or people are going to die.
Yeah.
Same thing with the LAPD and putting yourself in harm's way that you did. But I find it so unique. What was that transition like? And when did you know that you wanted to move from really this defender, this person who's helping us have our freedom, this guy who's serving the country, to really this entrepreneurial mind where you turn it? And go into as much detail as you want, you really turn it into a business. How did that all happen for you?
You know, I've always been a servant leader, obviously going in the Marine Corps, serving the country, and then LAPD, which was a boyhood dream. I always wanted to be a cop. And the only reason I ended up in the Marine Corps is because when I got out of high school, I kind of floundered around. You know, I was a D, if I got a C, my parents were impressed. So I was a D student, a daydreamer. I had no path to get where I was going, but I went to the police chief in my local town and it was a 5-person department. And I said, "Hey, chief, I want to be a cop. How do I join the department?" And in his own kind words, he said, "Listen, you're young, you're immature, but if you go in the Marine Corps," he didn't say anything, "you go in the Marine Corps, I'll hire you the day you get out." So I grabbed my best friend, went in the Marine Corps, and then discovered, wow, New Jersey's not as big as I thought. As when you grow up someplace, you think that's your world. But I the work ethic has come from my dad. You know, I always worked with him part-time, always worked making money. I always wanted to have more in life. And the entrepreneurial thing, I guess back then it wasn't even called an entrepreneur. You'd probably be called a workaholic, right? But I enjoyed working and bringing value to other people. I guess it sounds kind of cliche, but that's really what I enjoyed. And the idea of being an entrepreneur was more like, what else can I do? I mean, there's more than 8 hours in a day, right? So even when I was being a cop, I was working off duty part-time for a sergeant who had a security company. And I was like, wow, this is pretty good. I mean, this is a side business. It's a side hustle, I call it. And I'm learning how to, once again, a service industry, right? Everything I've done is in the service space only. And I can't describe it, but it was such a good feeling to serve other people. And it's always been Marine Corps, LAPD, protection business. I'm a servant. I'm okay not being number one. I'm okay just right underneath the layer of serving people.
Have you thought about writing a book, but just don't have the time? We would love to help you make that dream come true this year. Introducing BNC Publishing. We offer an in-house 3-step process to help you bring your book to life. The whole process only takes 60 to 90 days. Compared to 18 months for traditional publishing methods, we work fast. To see if we are a good fit to work together on your project, email our team at info@bennewman.net. That's info@bennewman.net. Now, back to the show.
So I always love paying attention to the details. So let me grab onto something and then tie another piece of your resume, which is being a championship bodybuilder, which explains the discipline and powerlifting. Mm-hmm. So when you really look at the discipline that it takes in order to become a powerlifter, I always joke whenever I work with athletes, I'll say to them if they're transitioning and they'll say, "Oh, I'm struggling. Like, how am I going to do this?" I said, "It's one rep at a time." I said, "You would never go into your strength coach," and he says, "Give me 5 reps of 10. And you say, "I'll give you 3 really good sets of 6, right? I mean, you're going to put in the work. And so it's unique if everybody pays attention to what you said, which was there's this extreme discipline where while you're with the LAPD, you said, "Well, that's only 8 hours and I've got more. So let me go do more."
Right.
Where did that burn come from to maximize and to work and to attack and to not settle?
You know, my friend Bedros Koulian said, you know, average is the enemy, right? And I'm not looking to be a star or celebrity, but I just felt like there's plenty of people, 90% of the population just does 9 to 5. And I said, there's got to be more to life, you know? And I just want to contribute more to the world, you know, and to my family. And I think that drive of just, you know, obviously being a cop, you got an average salary back then. It wasn't anything great, even though they pay more now. So I thought, okay, economically too, I'm going to make more money. I'm going to learn another skill and I'll have something else in my resume and my family would benefit from it, you know?
It's incredible. And, you know, hard work always gets noticed. As you know, hard work creates opportunity. I think we live in this world where everybody's waiting, you know, for opportunity to just knock on their door rather than going and beating down the door, which is what it takes. Tell us about the Quest opportunity. How did that come to be? How did that door open up for you?
Completely serendipitous. I'll be honest with you. I was in the gym, which I work out every day. And a woman that goes by on Instagram goes by Quest Creator. Her name's Shannon Penna. She worked out in the gym and, you know, gym pals, you just say hi to people, you know, as a courtesy. And one day she said, "Hey, Bruce, I want you to try this product. I started these bars. I've been making them in my kitchen. Let me know what you think." And she gave me a couple bars, went home and tried them. And I think I saw her maybe a week later. It's not like I saw her every day. Her and her husband worked out at this gym. And I said, "Those bars were really amazing." And at the time, you know, growing up eating protein bars for years, they just had a great taste, texture. And I said, "Listen, I don't know why." There again, I had this epiphany. I said, I'm going to be doing the security at a celebrity golf tournament next week up in Riviera Country Club. I said, hey, if you have some product, I'll get it. I'll probably get it in some people's hands. I had no idea what I was talking about. I never even offered that, but they were such kind people and the product was good. Got the product, brought it to my friend Cheryl, who was running the publicity. And I said, hey, I got these bars. And she says, oh, amazing. No social media at the time. Facebook just started. No Twitter, no Instagram. But Mario Lopez was there and there's a handful of celebrities. And she said, I'll do one better. I'm going to get some people to interview, try it on camera. So I thought nothing of it. Got me this content, which I didn't know what that word meant either, right? Because that was, I got photos. I remember I sent them to Shannon and she's like, wow, how do you know these people? I said, oh, I protect them. That's what I do for a living. But I figured I'd bring these bars. The 9 months was a little bit of a blur. I would go see them at the gym. Hey, I got another event. Or hey, Jessica Simpson's, trying to lose weight. She's just had a kid. Can I send some to her assistant? And they're like, wow, yeah, sure. I'm on the set. I'm doing this. I do all the security on the set of Extra, Mario Lopez's show, because it's filmed outside. We have off-duty cops. And I bring him product. And next thing you know, he's giving out on camera. So my friend Bruce from Quest came and, I'm giving out these products. So I just, and it's crazy, Ben. They became my why. While I had great success in the bodyguard space, I noticed people were like amazed at the taste and texture. And then people started writing blogs saying, hey, I lost 20 pounds over the last 3 months. It was my go-to snack. Hey, I've got diabetes. I've got celiac disease. And I started like, wow, I feel good about this. Like, protecting people is great, but now like we're changing people's health. 9 months later, Ron, the chairman, takes me to lunch and said, hey, man, we're stealing from you. And what do you mean? He goes, you're doing all this cool stuff. You're either working for the enemy or you're just a nice human being. And I said, well, I hope I'm a nice human being. He says, Friday, we're going to put you on the payroll. I said, you don't have to do that. He goes, no, we're going to start paying you. You could donate it to charity. Keep doing your bodyguard business. Keep doing what you do, but we're going to start paying you. We're not feeling good about this. And I was like, oh, wow. I swear to God, Ben, it reflected back to my dad with his work ethic where he would work. He's the guy that worked all day and then was doing Boy Scout stuff at night and projects with me. And I thought, shit, now I really have to prove myself. I'm getting paid. And I don't, there's no such thing as I wasn't a consultant. I didn't even, and I kicked in and I would split my day between my office. I had a very nice office on the West Side, beautiful, near the ocean, secretary. I would go visit them and they were on the border of Compton and Paramount, which is in the hood. When I first visited them, they were in a little industrial strip mall with graffiti all over the walls. And I thought to myself, they're not going to be in business in 6 months. It's a shit. Their office is a dump. And fast forward, it was started working, but that's how it all started.
And so that's what I was referring to. So it's, yes, serendipitous at the gym and you get to taste the bars, but the hard work gets noticed to then go create this chief communication officer role, which doesn't even exist at Quest, for a company that goes to sell for $1 billion. What was it like moving towards an exit like that with Quest?
Well, honestly, what the beautiful thing is, and I called myself, I didn't until recently I learned, I called myself an intrapreneur in their business because they gave me the latitude to do what I wanted. It wasn't because they didn't. One guy was in charge of R&D and one guy's in charge of manufacturing. And when I started helping them, they didn't know, like they'd send me an email and say, hey, I didn't even have a company email. It was still my old email. They'd say, hey, there's this event. What do you think? I would pay for the event with my credit card. I would go get the product. I'd do everything. I'd do the event. And I think what happened was they kept seeing me do this stuff. Like, what? This guy's just, I did anything and everything it took. So as we built up towards the exit, it was almost by virtue of, God, this guy's doing everything we need in a company. He doesn't say no to anything. He's traveling 40 weekends out of a year for 4 years straight, which think about that. I used to ask people to go travel with me and they'd be like, oh, my girlfriend, my boyfriend, I can't on a Saturday. It was always something. And I just kept doing it. It was like rinse and repeat. And even if I stayed home, I'd be like, okay, I'm going to go to Gold's Gym in Venice. I would bring product with me. I'd work out and I'd probably touch 5 or 10 people, celebrities, Arnold, all these people. I'd go eat at the firehouse. I'd come back. I'd spend 6 hours at Gold's Gym just getting product in people's hands, not in a bad way, just like, hey, check this out. And it became my why. If I had a down day, I'd be like, shit, I got to go find something to do to market this company. Or I'd make my girlfriend who, she was in the fitness space at the time. I say, let's go. We got to go promote this stuff. So, but by the way, there was no, and I just want to emphasize this. I tell people when I speak, there was no promise of anything. I started out as an intern. I started getting paid. There was no promise of equity. There was no promise of, hey, Bruce, by the way, you're going to get rich with us. It wasn't towards the end. And then they finally said, hey, by the way, we're carving up, you know, some equity. Oh, wow. And as my dad would say, you it was sweat equity. You didn't write a check in the beginning, right? I earned my keep. Mm. Which I wish more people would do in spaces where they have an opportunity, because as you said, you get recognized, right? A chairman of a company or any C-level guy's gonna say, wow, that guy or girl's really putting a lot of time and energy in here. We gotta take care of that person.
So you know, it's interesting that you say that, and I just want to tie this in because I think it's important. All my work was in corporate. A lot of people don't realize this. They see everything behind me and most of my connections. He does all this mindset stuff in sports. Bruce, my first 5 years was all corporate. I didn't do anything in the sports world until 2011 when my old high school basketball coach called me. I ended up sitting on the bench for 9 years helping these high school basketball players. I never took a penny from the program. Yeah. It was my old coach believing, like, Ben, you were an old captain of the team. You can come help. And I think there are people who aren't willing to do it because they love it. And then people don't realize my first talk at North Dakota State, I didn't get paid. I didn't even want them to pay me. It was the amazing opportunity to go be with this college football team that had just won 4 straight national championships. Because I was willing to give, Bruce, I'm now in my 10th year with Chris Kleiman, who's now at Kansas State. So we had 4 years at North Dakota State, 3 national championships. Now we're in our 6th year at Kansas State because I went and spoke for free. My first talk at Alabama, they told me after I got Saban's attention, a 3-year wait, they said, what are you going to charge us when you come speak? I said, nothing. Let's see if these kids even resonate with my messaging and what I'm going to bring to the table. They offered to pay me. I said, don't pay me.
Yeah.
I spent 5 years and was on Saban's payroll for 5 years. And I think it's a valuable lesson I hope people are listening to, because I don't know how you feel about this, Bruce, but there's so many individuals today that they just want to get paid. I deserve to be paid. I need to be paid. And it's like, you have to have a heart to want to actually do the work and then earn the right to get paid.
Yeah. Just like you have that great backdrop there, right? People used to come in my office and say, wow, you got all this stuff. You were at the Arnold Expo, and they just look at my Instagram. And I offered everyone the same opportunity. They come and say, hey, can I come hang out with you? And they were interns and stuff. Not one person ever took me up on it, except one young lady said, what do I need to do? I said, well, I'm going to an event tomorrow night. She goes, I'll be there. And then next thing you know, I said, I'm going to be somewhere Saturday. I'll be there. She left our company eventually, and she became the CMO at one of the biggest food companies in the world. And now she's a multimillionaire now. And sometimes she'll text me and said, thanks for inspiring me not to be lazy. Isn't that crazy?
It's not crazy. It's just unfortunate, I think, that there are so few people who are willing to actually have the aggressive patience that it takes to do things for the right reasons, to find what their passions are, and then to be able to have that aggressive patience that I like talking about, to let it happen over time. It doesn't have to happen overnight. You don't have to, well, I should get paid this, and if they're not going to pay me that, I'm not going to do it. It's like, what happened to going and figuring out whether or not you're even worth a damn to even do the job?
I'll tell you one of the funniest things that would happen as we progressed and we got pretty big, and people would come and apply as for like the director of marketing, right? And the office was always next to mine. It was like a threshold. And I'd hear the interview going on. They say, hey, Bruce, do you mind joining us for a minute? And I'd step in and they'd say, hey, you know, this young lady or young man wants to be the director of marketing here. Oh, that's great. And of course, they wanted to start at $150,000. I just got out of college. And hey, tell them your story real quick, Bruce. And I said, oh, I worked here for free for 9 months. And as you watch them wilt in their chair going from $150,000 to, oh, so people actually worked here for free at the beginning just to prove their worth, you know? And I'm not saying that you have to do that, but gosh, sometimes they're, you know, sometimes get in those opportunities and then get paid, you know?
Mm.
Yeah.
But that's the willingness to do things for the right reason. So I just encourage people, once again, read back through Bruce's story. Go read the magazine articles that have been written about him. I mean, it's just, there's so few people that you meet. And that's what I thought was so magnetic. And what I loved about your energy and your passion, you just bleed it. That, like, you just want to serve people. I mean, I've already gotten 2 boxes of legendary food. Like, boxes that's more than I could ever eat, more than my family could eat. It's almost like I get this and it's like, Ben, I want to serve your community. I mean, it's like they're boxes that literally like serve the neighborhood. And so it's just, your energy is amazing. I love how you show up and do this. So now what I want you to take us to, because when you told me about Legendary, there was that passion again. There was that spark. Because a lot of times you're part of an exit like Quest and there's the excitement of that. And then people decide, well, you know, I'm done. What am I really going to do now? And now it's like, you're doing it again. Why are you doing it again? And tell us about Legendary.
I got to tell you, it just worked out well. You know, when the exit came, Ron, everyone else went their separate ways pretty much. They got paid out. And Ron came to me and said, listen, we're going to do that. I have a different idea. It's going to be a healthier version of Quest, better macros. And I said, I'm on board. And here's a great thing. You know, I'm so blessed that I know him, because sometimes, like you said, you hook up with the right football coach, you're going for the journey. He's going to leave a team. And I said the same to him. I said, and he said something the other day, something happened. He goes, hey, we're hooked at the hip, man. And he just has the right mindset. You know, he's worth hundreds of millions and he comes to the office every day. I'll meet him on a Saturday and we'll talk about strategy. I'll go to his house on a Sunday. So we're like-minded. So it's because of what he believes in. It makes me want to show up and do better. And I don't have to, but it's just, I'm passionate about what I do. And the good news, I always say jokingly, I'm glad I don't sell canned corn. I mean, it's kind of fun that, you know, selling protein bars and protein snacks and just the joy of feeding athletes and sending to NFL teams and all these great people, and they appreciate it. And I always tell people, this is no joke, if anyone remembers the Fight Club, the first rule of Fight Club is we don't talk about it. I'm not one of those guys that send people product, have any expectations. I'm happy if they don't even talk about it, because I just do it because I truly want to see people be happy. And I feel like, you know, that's it. So.
Well, I do have one request. I know we're going to be seeing a lot of each other with a lot of things that we'll be doing together here in the future. But, you know, the mixed berry, it's got that beautiful purple icing on it.
Yeah.
You know, our Kansas State Wildcats are purple. Bruce, I need some boxes of those mixed berries showing up in Manhattan, Kansas for my Wildcats. We got to talk about a little arrangement here.
Yeah. Talk about relationships. I didn't get too deep in college, but the NFL, for instance, Gatorade had the official contract the entire time we were at Quest. They had drinks and I didn't even know they had bars, but they had bars. But because of the relationships we established with the strength coaches and the nutrition companies, coaches, we had probably 12 NFL teams that would buy from us every month. And they would set up a kiosk in the break room. And they said, we would rather pay for Quest than have free stuff from, you know, other companies. And we just had a great relationship with athletes. But it's the best thing. I love to see people, improving.
So what's next for you, considering that you don't believe in an 8-hour day? So you're doing all these things with Legendary. I know that consulting for small numbers of people, Bruce is not your guy who's going to coach 100 people. Bruce is the guy who's going to get into the details of a business. Go and find the strategy. What's the brand angle? What's the PR angle? That's where he's an expert and he does that. And speaking, I know you're passionate about. Aside from the food, like, what fires you up today? What keeps that burn going for you now, Bruce?
A couple things. I mean, I do like helping other people with their business. I just met with a young lady yesterday. She has a bone broth company, but I see the fire in her eyes. She's 30 years old. She goes, what do? I want to make this happen. I'm like, I want to make you successful and rich. So it's a little, we all have what makes us high, right? I get a high out of seeing other people do well in life. And that's what I like to do. And I love to see that my kids are proud of me. I work out my son. You know, I'm still stronger than him, thank God. But, you know, my daughter. Yeah. My daughter's a nurse. And
that's why you want to work out with me when we're in California, because you want to kick my ass in the gym.
No, you'll kick my ass.
You didn't say, hey, let's go grab a bite to eat. You said, let's go get a lift in.
It's like Kobe used to say to everyone that showed up, hey, where's your sneakers? Aren't we going to work out? I really, truly, it's my high of watching other people do well. And I want to help people grow their business. And if it turns into business for me, great. But, and I also like to help people avoid landmines. There's a lot of people go into the food or apparel business or any business, and they invest a lot of money and time, and they don't know what they're doing, and they waste a couple $100,000. And I want to help them avoid that, you know?
Your passion, your energy, your desire to connect, it's really incredible. And once again, just when you take a look at the resume and the way that you've built your life and the relationships, it's a testament. And Bruce, I'm going to say this publicly. I think you've already felt this, but I want to help you. I want to help you grow. I want to help you do these things and take your message around the world, because we got a lot of friends who know that, like, you're already doing it. But it's just so many of your stories and how you did things and how you've evaluated things and how you've looked at things. It's such a level of uniqueness that we just don't have enough of in the world today.
Yeah. And I just think I do. I have a lot of, you know, self-doubt probably caught, like a lot of people, imposter syndrome or self-doubt, whatever you call it. I'm at the point now where I've shared my story enough where I know it's not self-doubt anymore. It's like, I think I even owe it to certain aspects of the community to share what I learned as being a cop and how to treat people properly, how I learned to run a business, how I learned the social EQs of being a bodyguard and how you treat people and how you navigate those waters. Because I see a lot of people that need help, and a lot of people need help in general, right? Let alone just coaching to help. And I think I've had all these experiences where I want to share it. Even if I change, you know, one person a day, right? Why not?
Every day an opportunity to serve, you know, is, I've shared probably our most popular mental training tool, a prize fighter day, for over 15 years. I believe, just like John Wooden believed, that you cannot have a great day until you've done something for somebody else with no expectation of anything in return. And you've literally designed your life and committed your life to doing that. It's exceptional.
Yeah, that's one of my favorite things. I mean, I really tell people, just do for others with really, truly no expectation. It's hard. It's hard for people to do that. But sometimes I say it just comes back tenfold in life. It really does.
Well, it comes back more than tenfold in your example when people read through the read through the lines of how the story is written. And there might just be a book for Bruce in the near future as well. So I want everybody to make sure that you follow Bruce. I want everybody to stay connected to his energy. If you've got an event where you're like, this is what we need, it's this raw, real, vulnerable authenticity that's missing in the world, you got to connect with Bruce and get him out to your event, because his storytelling, his magnetic personality, it's what's needed in the world today. Bruce, I can't thank you enough for coming on The Burn.
Oh, thank you very much. I'm honored that I'm on here.
Well, Bruce, I look forward to the opportunity to see you. I know we're going to continue to do a lot of great things together. And for everybody watching, I want you to ask yourself this question. What can you do to serve more? When you hear a story like Bruce's, and it's literally a life committed to service, the Marines, the LAPD, being a security company, and now going to work for Quest for 9 months for free, not knowing, not expecting, not wanting anything for it, and then you read the story of what happens, that is a true life of service. What would happen in your life if you served more? And maybe there's somebody meaningful in your life that they haven't learned that life lesson yet. I'm going to encourage you to share this episode with that individual who needs to realize money is a byproduct of living life through service. Money is a byproduct of living life through hard work. Bruce is an amazing example of that. So share this episode with somebody who needs to read it. Make sure that you stay connected with all the ways we're going to share with you down in the call notes and in the show notes for Bruce. And this is The Burn. This is what I love about doing this show. We're in our sixth season, and there's so many amazing stories of people like Bruce who prove to us that why and purpose is not enough. It's that underlying burn that ignites their why and purpose and helps you show up on the days that you don't feel like it, and especially after you win. Like, subscribe, share. That's all we ever ask. This is The Burn, and I'll look forward to seeing you next week.
This episode of The Burn Podcast is powered by BenNewmanCoaching.com. Your number one source for increasing consistency in your life and building the mental toughness habits required to live the life of your dreams. From self-paced courses to live coaching with Ben and everything in between, head over to BenNewmanCoaching.com and join the thousands of members working to unlock their peak performance every day.